This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegiate Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Back with hour number two, and if you're just joining us, we have the benefit of Dean Hartwell. He's written several books on 9/11. The first two books, Planes Without Passengers, and the next book, the last book he's written, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. Hopefully it's not your last book altogether, Dean, just the most recent one, I should say.
Yeah.
Although this is very controversial stuff, you never know. Anyways. We had one caller who held on that I wanted to bring on here before we flesh out the views in your book a bit further, and then we'll take more calls towards the end of this hour. But Adrian called in last hour, and I want to bring him on. Adrian, you there, man?
Great show as always. I just wanted to say that we kind of have to watch, that. There's so many different theories about what happened, and sometimes we get off track, But I'm kind of even more far out there than your guests. I'm not even sure, I kind of believe that there was no passengers, but I'm not really sure there was a plane that they use either, that you do the attack. But I just wanted to say that there's so many different theories. We just kind of have to focus on what we can't agree on. Like we can all agree on Building 7 and that they didn't tell the truth regardless, and that they had prior knowledge. I mean, those things we kind of can all agree on.
Let me bring up that theory, though, of no planes. So we've had Dr. Jim Fetzer on, who's presented that idea, and there's definitely several researchers out there who subscribe to that thought. Dean, what's your take on no planes?
Well, it's always important to define the term. I believe that two planes were used, 93 and 175, and they're simply decoys. They just flew out west, and the other two planes did not take off. Now, as to what struck the towers, I don't know. I don't have any great theory as to what struck the towers, if anything. It seems like something did. I do think there are controlled demolitions as well that helped bring the towers down. But if people, that's the whole thing. But when they say no planes, they mean no planes struck the World Trade Center? And if so, what planes were used? I think it's always important to get into those kinds of details.
I'm more of the no planes were used in that, because I've been a lot of videos that, they show the event, and they had one video I think I saw on YouTube where the plane actually crashed. They kind of messed the video up and the plane came out the other side and all that. Even it isn't so much whether the you know, the how is more the, yeah, well, I guess it is important kind of the how, but it, you know, I do agree. I don't really think there wasn't anyone on board. I mean, we could go as far as saying there's no, you know, no planes or whatever, but I'm not really sure that those were loaded with passengers, you know, and you go into all that with the phone calls are kind of a giveaway, but
yeah,
you know, but thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. Anything else you want to follow up with on that, Hart? Dean? I almost caught your heart.
No, I would just say we've got to be clear about what terms mean, because terms like no planes get thrown around, and one person said it, it's like a game of telephone. Five or six persons later, it means something completely different. That's what I would say. But I like the points you made.
So where do you want to pick it up? What is some of the most compelling aspects of this new book here?
Well, I think the end of it is. The end, after the first part, I explain in the eyes of some people, confirm or reiterate that we've been lied to. Mostly I talk about 9/11. I also talk about other hoaxes or lies, the JFK assassination, the lie that Oswald did it when I think it's quite clear that he was innocent. The lies about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which precipitated us getting involved in the Vietnam War much more widely. The lie of the 2000 election, I'm sure, well, in fact, books have been written about that. But I did go into detail about some of the things that perhaps people don't remember quite so well. But in any event, the first part is about, yeah, we've been lied to. And the second part is, okay, what are we going to do about it? Or to paraphrase the question you asked me, Bob, a couple years back, where does the 9/11 truth movement or the truth movement go next? What do we do with it? And we got them. We say liar pants on fire, and their pants are flaming, but what do we do? And I'm talk about really two choices we have. Choice number one is just stick our heads in the sand and say, whatever, we're being lied to, let's just deal with it, let's not rock the boat. And if people want to take that approach, you know, that's their thing. But my audience, the audience I'm seeking, is in group number two, choice number two, and that's to say, well, let's do something about this. And realistically, it's going to take a long, long time, rhetorically millions of miles, to get to the point where we have what I call a peacetime economy. A society in which we're not spending money on war, we're not threatening war or lying about things, and our leaders have no reason to lie about things, but we all share the same economy, the same society, and money is spent for causes of peace. And yes, that's a tall order, but that's the goal I want to go after, and that's what I talk about in the last part of the book.
All right, so first of all, we have to identify what money is, after all, right?
Right.
And what is money, in your opinion, as far as the Federal Reserve System and all that? I mean, is this money that's fiat money, or what is it exactly?
Well, it works only because it's accepted. I'm not clear exactly what it's based on. We've done different things historically. There used to be a gold standard, I know, and we're not on that anymore. And I'm no economist, but I do think the fundamental part of our society is where resources come from, where they're used, how they're used, and how people obtain them. We just need to find a system where people have an equal opportunity to do what they wish to do and to contribute to peace.
Right. Well, I think it's an interesting question. Perhaps we'll have some people who want to join in on this conversation a little bit. If you're just joining us, Dean Hartwell is our guest, and we're coming up to another break. Geez, just when the going is getting good, and we're starting to flesh out some of the solutions. Because, Dean, as you know, I'm all for solutions. You know, we can sit here and discuss the lies all day long, but as you mentioned, my question always is, well, where are we going with all this? What are we going to do about it? I think the time I asked you that was for the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
Where I interviewed several people asking them all the same question to try to gather consensus. To be honest, I don't know where we went with that, or what we came out with that. So we'll continue to take a stab at it and take a closer look at his new book, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. You can find it on Amazon.com. I'm taking a look at the Amazon spread of it. You can even look inside the book. I didn't know Amazon, you could do that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I like it. That's great. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, folks, we'll be right back with our special guest tonight, Dean Hartwell. And if you want to join in on the conversation after this next segment, we'll open up the phone lines again at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, so we outlined the whole official story when it comes to Flight 93. What flight would you like to pick up next?
How about Flight 77?
Flight 77, the one that hit the Pentagon, right?
Yeah.
The one that supposedly hit the Pentagon, right?
The government fiction tells us that it struck the Pentagon, yes. Flight 77, American Airlines 77, allegedly took off from Dulles Airport and allegedly had Barbara Olson as one of its passengers. And the reason I picked 77 is because of Olson. I get this question a lot, and it's, well, okay, if you're so smart, tell me what happened to Barbara Olson. Of course, Barbara Olson was a well-known political commentator on television, and she wrote a number of books and was highly critical of the Clinton administration and Hillary Clinton. And she was said to be on this flight, and she was also said to have made phone calls to her husband, Ted Olson, who was the Solicitor General of the United States. And that was a story. Ted Olson went on television a number of times, on CNN and on some other shows, and talked about getting a call from Barbara Olson, supposedly from the back of the plane. She said she was being sent to the back of the plane with the pilot and other people, and she was calling her husband to ask him what she should do. And it just always sounded just a little bit fishy, but in terms of concrete evidence, first of all, Ted Olson changed his story as to what kind of phone she used. That's something we talked about earlier in the show about how some of the calls, or many of the calls, were truly on, or said to be on, cell phones at first, and then the story changed. And that's what happened here. The story changed about what kind of phone was used. And eventually there's a trial in 2006 involving a person alleged to have been a part of the plot, Massawi. And the facts came out at trial that none of the calls, that Ted Olson had not received a call from Barbara Olson on that during that period of time. But that kind of went glossed over, kind of went overlooked. So it seems to me that, first of all, that the plane never took off because the Bureau of Transportation Statistics records show that, doesn't show that there was a Flight 77 from Dulles that day, American. And therefore, Olson was not on the plane. And that just begs the question, well, what became of her? As if these people that asked me, as if to say, well, you know, if you can't tell me where Barbara Olson is right now, then your theory's wrong. And I just think that's faulty logic, although it is an interesting question. You've got a person who has officially been declared dead. The media, the people in government, this person that everyone, I think, could acknowledge was around at one time. And I don't know what happened to her. I don't know of any hard evidence that would indicate where she went. I can only say she didn't board American 77. I would suggest she may well have simply taken another identity somewhere else. I don't think that would be that hard to do.
Did you look up her death certificate?
Her death certificate? No, I didn't see it.
No. Doesn't everybody get a death certificate when they die?
They're supposed to, but I think each state has a different rule as to what evidence is needed to be shown for the state to write out a death certificate. And with the FBI controlling the autopsies, it's just not clear to me whether there's any corroboration of the deaths of any of the persons involved. So I don't think I would find a death certificate to be too convincing. Kind of like the SSDI records, the Social Security Death Index. They list a number of people, about 25% of those said to be passengers. But I don't know how seriously to take that, given the different standards and, again, the lack of independent corroboration of any deaths.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that would be the end-all. I'm just curious if she actually has one or not.
Well, I don't know. I don't see that as being the proof that I was looking for. where do we place Barbara Olson now that we know that the flight never took off?
What about her husband? Have we seen him around?
We have seen him around. He was involved in a big issue out here in California, the issue of same-sex marriage, which went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he worked with the man he opposed back in the Bush versus Gore issue, Mr. David Boies. In any event, he did remarry, and comments have been made about the similarity in appearance between his wife, Booth Olson, and Barbara Olson. Experts. Yeah, if you look at the facial features, now I'm no expert on this, but I know that comments have been made, and there are some sites which will come around and say it, that this is actually the same person. I can't go that far, but I do think there are similarities. And I will say it's hard to find a history of Ms. Booth Olson.
Her maiden name, anybody have any idea?
Lady Booth.
So her first name is Lady, last name Booth?
Yes.
Interesting. I've never known somebody with the first name Lady.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm naive, but that's unusual.
I don't know what to say. It is unusual.
Interesting. And theoretically, I mean, her husband doesn't have to have known what happened to her. Maybe he was genuinely concerned that he lost his wife.
He could have been duped. I don't know. He was saying he received phone calls from his wife. I don't know what to say about why he would say such a thing. I don't know.
Right.
But
maybe she's with the hijackers.
Hmm.
Remember all those hijackers that they found out? Oops, they were still alive somewhere.
Yeah, they were still alive, yes. A good many of them. I name a number of them towards the end of the book of the appendix, quite a few, just in the days after 9/11 were shown to be alive. Yeah, you got to wonder. You got to wonder if she's out there somewhere, some other part of the world perhaps. But all I can say is that she didn't die on American Airlines 77.
Could they have executed these people?
Possibly. I do get that question, too. People who are prepared to be passengers, perhaps they had tickets, were boarding or trying to board a plane, perhaps were taken somewhere else. There's just no great show of evidence of people standing near a plane or attempting to board it, with the exception of Flight 93, which we spoke about earlier, where it does appear people were shuffling in and out, according to Mr. Martin. And evidence, really hard evidence, is hard to come by. It's not like anybody's going to be sitting there filming this whole thing when no one was supposed to know anything was going to happen. That would be awfully fishy to have someone just with a video camera saying, okay, this is Flight 93. I'm filming all the people on board, and I'm going to ship this tape off for to CNN. That obviously wouldn't make any sense.
All right, so we've discussed 93, 77. We'll get to some others when we come back in just a moment. We'll also take your phone calls in a bit. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
We're going to go to the phone lines in just a second at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But, Dean, I want to let you finish your thoughts on the other flights that we have not mentioned yet.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Flight 11 and Flight 175 allegedly struck the towers. And the key point I make all along in this discussion of planes or no planes, I just make it clear, whatever it was that struck those towers, it most certainly was not 11. 11 never took off, and it was not 175, which was spotted using the ACAR system I mentioned earlier, several minutes after the alleged crash, flying much to the west. So those, again, different stories, different planes, but really the same concept that passenger lists were drawn up at some point and distributed to the media, distributed quite quickly to give the public the very distinct impression that a lot of people had died in this tragedy to get the emotional effect. I do not think, though, that either, in the case of 11, it didn't fly, 175 it did fly, but it had no passengers. Those would be my key points about those two flights.
All right. You want to take some calls now, or you got anything else you want to touch on?
Take calls would be good.
Yeah, callers are always fun. Let's talk to, and you never know what you're going to get here, Dean. Be careful.
It's not right? Like...
But I know you're open to all this. And
oh, yeah.
It's well, that's why we're here talking about this, because we're not those that just blindly accept what we're told, and we do enjoy a good discourse. Wes in Idaho, speaking of a discourse. Wes, what's up, man?
Speaking of it, hello, Bob.
Hello, Wes.
Question for your guest.
Okay.
Your discussion there was a bit suggestive, but yes or no answer. Did a Boeing crash into the Pentagon or not?
No.
Okay. A comment on Limbaugh and chemtrails. It sounds to me like, here, listening to it, that Limbaugh did not do a very good job of making the caller appear to be a fool. It got out pretty good to me to look up in the sky for chemtrails. What I would like to ask, Bob, or, yeah, ask at this time, what would happen if you brought up the subject of chemtrails, call in RBN about noon, and ask the host about chemtrails? What would happen then?
I don't know, Wes. Thanks for the call, though, brother. We're going to continue talking about 9/11 with our guest Dean Hartwell. And yeah, that we played a Rush Limbaugh clip the other day, Dean, of somebody calling up talking about chemtrails, which was fairly interesting. Let's see, who do we have on next here? Is that Fred in California, I see? Fred, how are you, buddy?
It's me, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for your guest, Dean.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing and the efforts you put in your book. Yeah, I'm disabled and I read a lot of history and stuff, and I got into 9/11 quite heavily, and I need your help. Back in 2007, I was reading a book that was written by a young lady that was an FBI agent, and she was new to the FBI, and they gave her an assignment to work the narcotics area down in New York City. And in the process, she met an ex-Iranian ISI officer, and it was through their developing relationship that she learned about what was going to happen and ended up happening on 9/11. I loaned the book out, and I have not seen that book since anywhere.
Must have been.
Wow.
Yeah. Eventually, she got together with an arson investigator for the New York City Fire Department because she was learning so much. Now, being a new agent for the FBI, they stuck her in narcotics, and she was coming up with information and that the FBI did not like to hear. And she was getting a lot of resistance from the FBI, and she was always explaining her frustrations that, you know, they're trying to get her just to stay downtown, handle the narcs, you know, and yet she was learning about everything that was going on, the training of the pilots, you name it. And she eventually got together with the arson investigator for the city of New York. And he was able to help her out in a certain way. But my question to you, Dean, do you ever remember or reading a book written by this young lady? I know she had blonde hair.
No. No, I'm sorry. I don't recall the book. It sounds wonderful, I will say, but I don't recall this one.
I made the mistake of loaning it out to a contractor, and I haven't seen it since, but... it was such a compelling book, and she expressed her frustrations of being constantly put down because she was a woman, she was a new agent, she was getting into areas that the FBI did not want her getting into yet. You know, when you start finding out what she was finding out, you know, it was very compelling. I was just wondering if you had run across any book of that.
That's great. Can you tell me, does his name Colleen Raleigh ring a bell? This kind of sounds like her story.
Say again.
Is that her? Colleen Raleigh? kind of sounds like her story a little bit. Maybe you can look that her name up.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and look that up, and it's a very good book. And she got on the trail very early on in this whole process, months and months in advance. And her problem was is she was just constantly running into firewalls and roadblocks and you name it. And but anyway, that's all I really have to say. But thanks for your efforts in doing what you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you're reading history, you will realize, you know, people will come up and say, oh, gosh, a country won't sacrifice 3,000 people to, you know, and advance a political thing like what we've been doing. But if you read enough history, you'll find out that countries sacrifice their own to achieve a political objective, which was to get into the Mideast. And ironically enough, you find out more information about this from books written by former government employees that have retired. And Zabrinsky is one that is a very good source that enlightens you as to what our objectives and goals. He basically puts out the blueprints of not only how we got into Iraq and Afghanistan and into the Middle East. He just puts it right out there, the whole game plan. And so anyway, Bob, thanks for taking my call. And and I'll get that book and read it.
All right, thanks so much. Yeah, check out his book. All right, so we have a few more callers here, but I'm coming up to a break. So Bob, and Frank. Hold on, gentlemen. We will fit all of your calls in just a moment. I want to allow all of you to have enough time here, so I don't want to cut it short by bringing you on towards the end of this segment. Anything else, Dean, to plug or to discuss before we come to our next break?
I would just say people just got to think for themselves. That's always the bottom line.
Otherwise, if you have other people think for you, you're in trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. Be an autodidact, I like to say. And all that means is a self-taught person.
That's good.
That's why I do this show, man. I just kind of use it as a learning process. And also, it's nice to vent. Because I get pissed off when I hear this stuff, to be quite honest. To be frank.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to blow off some steam once in a while. I'm sure your writing helps you do that.
It does. It's very therapeutic.
I bet. All right, well, we'll take our final break, as I promised, and come back with Dean Hartwell and your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Bob, and Frank, stand by. We'll get to you guys in just a second. And, of course, if you want to email me, my email is simply thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
It's our final segment tonight with Dean Hartwell, author of several books. His most recent book, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. And we promised we would fit in some remaining phone calls this segment. And I'll start with Bob in Montana. Hello, Bob.
Bob and Dean.
Hi.
I had a couple of comments. The plane that supposedly went down at Shanksville, the supposed hijackers, they were using box cutters, which in prison slang would be a shank, right?
Shanks, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the debris and remains from 9/11 was taken to a landfill, and just by chance that landfill...
In China, right?
What's that?
In China.
Well, no, first it was taken to a landfill in New York somewhere.
And then it was brought to China, right?
Yeah, it was. Then the name of that was called Fresh Kills.
Oh, really?
Wow.
One other thing, the day before 9/11, the 10th, Rumsfeld made the announcement that there were 2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and there were accountants working in a portion of the Pentagon to determine where that $2 trillion went to, and it was just by chance that that was the part of the Pentagon that was blown up along
just
with
by
accountants.
Chance, Bob. Just by chance, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's basically my comment. So, anyway,
thanks,
appreciate your program.
I appreciate you, buddy. Let's
Thank
talk
you,
Bob. To Bob in Vegas now.
How's it going, Dean? How's it going, Bob?
Good. How are you?
You know what?
Hey, Bob.
All right. I grew up in New York. I've been to Twin Towers so many times as a kid, and then I had an opportunity to move to Las Vegas, and where they change landscape here is they usually implode buildings. So I've been to many implosions, too.
Interesting connection. I was in the Twin Towers a month, literally 1 month before September 11th.
Wow. Huge buildings, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that was a real sight to see. You know, and you go up to the observation deck. I forget which tower it was in. It was in one and not the other. And,
yeah
it was an amazing sight.
Yeah, but anyway, so moved to Las Vegas and been a bunch of implosions and stuff. During 2001, I was working for a pyrotechnics company, and I was out of town during the job. And when I seen I was woken up after the first plane hit, and I got to see the second plane hit, and just seemed very fishy and stuff. And then seeing the building come down, that looked exactly like everything I've always seen here in Vegas. Actually, the last one that I went to was Aladdin. There was like two other ones after that. But the Aladdin, we were really close, and when they implode, you feel like a hot breeze of the dust and debris and stuff, and people were always reporting that there. And I got a quick question for Dean, actually two of them.
Okay.
I heard that, I don't remember what planes it were, but they were never registered. And the second question is about their flight data recorders. Did they allegedly ever recover them? Because, I mean, those things are indestructible. Same thing. When I was a kid growing up in New York, there was a plane, an Avianca flight, crashed in Oyster Bay, New York. And actually, Joe McEnroe, they used his family's yard as like a morgue temporarily because it was like on their property. Debris everywhere, but they found the data recorders. They always find the data recorders. Even with Flight 800, they found it. But that incident on September 11th, they never found them.
Right. I got my appendix in the back of the book. All the times, all the flights that where they could not find the flight recorders. And actually, it's just about a dozen in all the history of flight where they couldn't find them. You raise a good point. Officially, they didn't find them with flights 11 or 175. And you got to wonder what's on Flight 93 flight recorder. I've heard different stories about that, about what was said or whether there had been alterations made or not.
Yeah, I mean, they've crashed planes into, like, mock brick buildings and whatnot, and they're always able to get them. And, I mean, I have a background. I have quite a background doing all sorts of stuff, electronics, and I've done welding. Or melt steel. It takes, like, 2,700 degrees to melt steel. So, I mean, you ain't getting that from kerosene, which jet fuel is, basically.
Bob,
right.
I think you started a new group of 9/11 truthers, for lack of a better term. You know, we have pilots for 9/11 truth, we have architects and engineers for 9/11 truth, and Bob has just started welders for 9/11 truth. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, you know what? There was already a lot of people that I knew from here in Las Vegas that went out there, iron workers and electricians and all sorts of different people went out there and worked, and yeah, they were saying just defied physics, like I-beams, huge I-beams that were bent in half, and yeah, it's not possible to do that unless it's like really, really hot. Real hot.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Bob, always great to hear from you. Thanks so much for your call. Let's talk to Frank to finish off our call-in section tonight. Go ahead, Frank.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob, Dean. I have a couple of questions and comments. Certainly, it appears for those paying attention that the elite are using the system to benefit themselves, and perhaps 9/11 could be described as a necessary tool to usher in Patriot Acts, other mechanisms that they wanted to utilize. against the serfs or people. There's been a variety of people speaking out, whether it's Richard Gage. As Dean points out, he brings up a lot of good points. The Dancing Israelis. I follow Incog Man, Philip Morrow, writes a lot about these insider peanut gangs and different things that happen. The gist of it is, I think that we've established that there's a lot of nasty, bad stuff going on. To know the color of their shirt and what trillions transferred hand to hand, that's one aspect of it. I guess the heart of my question goes to, where do we go from here as far as what do you see activism? Is it your vision to kind of describe this and argue with propaganda-saturated people for a decade, or should we say let's all meet at the corner with pitchforks and torches this Thursday and get after these people, kind of like the Jeffersonian Tree of Liberty philosophy? So I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts on some of my comments about that were.
Well, Frank, I think if anything else, we just got to be we and not we versus they, and we've got to reason this out. And we've gone through all the lies have been told. That's quite clear. At this point, I want to create this vision, and it might be many miles away, as I've said earlier, but I want to make peace profitable. And I would reason with people as to how we can go about doing that, and I think together we can.
I don't want to appear. I'm just interested in your point of view. You don't feel that you say a we and them. You don't feel like we're dealing with people who are willing to lie, cheat, kill. It's kind of hard to nestle up and sing kumbaya when they're, you know, writing these disappearance laws and, you know, things of this nature. Is there any validity to that?
We just need to shine the truth. You can get the truth out to as many people as possible. But I don't think we need to or should antagonize. We need to just try to patch things up and heal, because this was a deep wound. I think to me it was psychological, and it's going to take a long time to get over it. We should work on healing.
Do you see any parallels with Jefferson and those, our founding fathers, holding the Rubik's Cubes, dealing with tyranny and tyrants and kind of a police era, and, you know, not being necessarily violent men, just, you know, hey, you're not going to reason with these folks. You don't really see any parallels there.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. All right.
It's all right.
Well, guys, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you for the call, Frank, and that just about does it for us. One last plug here. Amazon, you can find Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. Dean Hartwell's new book, HARTWELL. Thanks so much for coming on, Dean. We'll have to do it again.
Yes, definitely, Bob. Thank you.
All right, take care. Folks, that does it for our interview tonight with Dean Hartwell. Stand by for hour number three.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With